is, huh?
A person who can lift heavy weights, and you say he's big and...
strong.
All right. Have you ever heard robust?
Oh, yeah.
And husky. One who's very easy to get along with. Has a good disposition that everybody likes. You'd say he's...
well, he's just nice.
Okay. Good nature.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Say a boy's 13 years old, you know, and he's all legs and all arms, and you say at that age he's awfully blank. Talking about his physical appearance.
Lanky.
All right. Awkward or gawky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's a plain blank.
Goop.
All right. Would you ever use fool?
Yeah.
Is that a pretty strong word?
Uh-huh.
All right. What's the name of a person that will never spend a cent?
A miser. All right.
Have you ever heard him called a tightwad?
Yeah, goodness.
Okay.
I got a sister.
Really? Is she a tightwad?
She ain't done a hit a day. I'm telling you what she's worth. She doesn't even have enough to eat.
Good night. Mm. When you use the word common about a person, what does it ever mean? You
say common.
Common, uh-huh.
Prostitute, a whore, or something
uh-huh.
like that.
Is it ever used in a complimentary sense? Like saying she's real common?
I would think so. No, I wouldn't like that the word common.
Okay. All right. If an old man is still strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite blank.
I don't know the word.
Quite lively or quite a character?
Yeah. For his age, yeah.
For his age. Pert, spry.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, say that the children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
All right. Okay, would you ever say another form of easy, like uneasy? If I felt a little...
well...
you just say worried,
I just
right?
say worried.
Instead of uneasy, okay. Could you say that word for me?
Uneasy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, I say that you don't want to go upstairs. I say I don't want to go upstairs because I'm blank of the dark.
I'm scared of the dark.
Mm-hmm. She isn't afraid now, but she blank. She blank to be of the dark. She's not afraid now, but she used to be.
Yeah. She used to be.
Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty...
careless.
All right. Okay. You say there's something wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
funny or peculiar or something like that.
Okay. How about the word queer?
Well, I think of a homosexual as a queer. I wouldn't use it like that.
Okay. But it's changed, and, you know, used to use this word and not think of as homosexual, but it's changed over the years, hasn't it? Somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a man's real sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so...
stubborn.
Okay. Have you ever heard of mule-headed or sot?
Yeah. Sot in your ways.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say he is mighty...
got his feelings on the shoulder.
Okay. Touchy.
Uh-huh.
Testy.
Touchy.
Mm-hmm. I was just, say you're talking about somebody that got real touchy. Say, I was just kidding with him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad about it.
Okay. Somebody's about to lose his temper and you tell him to...
quiet down.
Okay.
Don't get mad here.
Would you use another word or anything? Keep calm.
Mm-hmm.
Just say that word for me.
Keep calm.
All right.